your reference to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Is the brother here? Please let me understand your question. Come quickly. We want to go into action. There will be action. Some families will be loose this night. Certainly, certainly, certainly. Yes, let me hear your question.
Praise the Lord, church. Yeah, it's about the Godhead. My question was, if Jesus was really God, then why should he be placed under subjection according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse, the passage is saying from verse 24 downward?
Praise God. Listen, church. You're not a member of this church.
I do come through programs.
You do come for programs. You don't come for Bible study. You come for programs. If you were coming for Bible studies also, then you will not ask this. Now, I preached a message that I titled, Who is Jesus? So, you go get that tape. Listen to it. And if you still feel the need for this question, then you come back again and I will answer it. Praise God. Okay. Another person asked me, but let me quickly say this, sir, that when we say Jesus Christ is God Almighty, he is God Almighty by the incarnation of the great eternal spirit. For God the Creator was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. So don't be confused. But finish listening to that sermon. And then you may not ask this question because we were detailed on it. Somebody asked me a question on the six seals concerning the shout. It was also a text message. Who is the person? Please see here. It was a text message. Come forward, please. Ah. Now you. Amen. Give him microphone. Give him microphone quickly. You know, you came into this message before me.
Yes.
You came into this message which year?
1986.
And I came into it 1989. So let me hear your question.
Yes, I sent a text message to you, sir.
Yes.
Asking, if shout sounded other than 16 or 17, that's my question. I was asking the shout message that you are preaching, whether it's under the sixth or seventh seal.
Church, listen, that question is very deep. And so many people may not understand the language. See, the bride has her language. You see, when we are talking, the denominational person will not understand what we are talking about. You see, there are some people that have been born again before I was born, sitting down here now. And they don't know which one be shout, which one be sixth seal. And yet it's in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, sir. For the purpose of those hearing us, just to make them understand what we're talking about. Concerning the rapture, there are three stages of the rapture. Apostle Paul told us this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. I love Apostle Paul. That man was revelated. Amen. He said, the Lord himself shall descend first with what?
Shout.
A shout. Secondly, what? The voice of the archangel. Thirdly, what?
The trump
of God. After that, what will happen? The dead in Christ will rise. After the trump. Three stages, and they are all stages for the rapture. That's why in my message several times, I told you, I say, this rapture that we are talking about has started. It starts with the shout. Three stages. After you have heard the shout and responded to the shout, because it is one thing to hear the shout, it's another to respond to the shout. Amen. When you have heard and responded, and we have heard and we have responded, it is that response that positions you for the next stage, which is the voice of the archangel. The shout there, church, listen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is closed and open only to the bride of Jesus Christ. Only them will understand anything that pertains to the rapture. The rest, they will give you calendar concerning the day of rapture. Molue will jam Molue. Aeroplane will jam aeroplane. Okada will jam Okada. Traffic jam, confusion everywhere. Hey, where is the confusion? They say, hey, a rapture. There's more time. You go see some people, they go. Some people, they go. What happened? They say rapture. There will be nothing like that. According to this Bible, the rapture will take place and nobody in the world will know nothing about it. They will still continue to go for fellowship and navigy and crusades and seminar and conventions. Church, listen. Jesus Christ himself gave us that a parable in Matthew 25 of the foolish and the wise virgins. Remember, when they, because the bridegroom tarried, all the virgins slept. But at midnight, verse 6 of Matthew 25, what did he say? There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Apostle Paul, instead, he used the word, he would descend with a shout. That shout, Apostle Paul says, the shout is the midnight cry that Jesus Christ referred to. And it is a message. Telling the people, Christ is on the way, coming, oh, wake up! And they woke up and trimmed their lamps. Trimming your lamp there is a revelation. Praise the Lord. Now, your question is, amen. Your question is, the shout, where does it come? In the sixth seal or the seventh seal?
Yes.
The shout does not come neither on the sixth seal nor the seventh seal. Listen. The shout, amen. It is the shout that gave us revelation of the whole seals. Does that mean anything to you?
But I'm misunderstanding you, sir.
The shout. See, the shout is not in the sixth seal. Amen. The shout is the explanation. The shout is the message that grants us understanding of the seven seals. You still don't understand my language. Eh?
I'm sorry, sir.
Wait first. Yes. You know what the first seal is when it was opened. Answer me. You know it. You know what the white horse rider is?
Yes.
That is the first seal. The second seal, you know what it is?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
The third seal, you know what it is?
Yes.
Well, I'm quoting Revelation chapter 6. Okay? The fourth seal, you know what it is?
Yes.
The fifth seal, you understand what it is?
Yes.
The seventh seal, you understand what it is.
The coming of the Lord.
I didn't say you should tell me what it is. Okay. But you know what it is.
Yes.
How did you know? It was the shout that explained what it means. Even though you didn't know anything about it. Do you understand now? So, if anybody tells you the shout is in the sixth seal, to start with, the sixth seal is the judgment seal. And that is what we're going to talk about tonight. Praise the Lord. It's the judgment seal. Hallelujah. The voice of the seventh angel, sir. The seventh seal is in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1. Hallelujah. When it was opened, there was silence in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why was there silence in heaven for a space of half an hour?
Yes.
Why? It was because Revelation chapter 10 was being fulfilled.
Yes.
We know that. Praise the Lord. And I was just telling my wife this evening, I said that if you look at the seals, seal 1, seal 2, seal 3, seal 4, it covers the period of the seven church ages. Seal 1, seal 2, seal 3, seal 4. And I said, after seal 4, seal 5, of course, is the Jews, the killing of those Jews, the killing of those believers during the days of the martyrdom that culminated in the Jewish Holocaust of Hitler. That is seal 5. After seal 5, then you expect that seal 6 will be the next one. In order of fulfillment, seal 7 comes before seal 6. Praise the Lord. That's why I say we will speak now. Some people will be confused. Seal 7, praise the Lord. After seal 6, seal 6 is an information to us. Seal 5 is an seal number 5. The fifth seal is an information telling us, because that is where they were crying, the souls that were under the altar, crying, how long will he avenge for them? And he said, they should wait for a space of time till their fellow brethren also go the same way they too went. They will be killed like they too were killed. And when will they be killed? In the tribulation. The last 3.5 years before the millennium. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, after the fourth seal, the next fulfillment before us is the seventh seal. The seventh seal is in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1. Why was there silence? Because the archangel in Revelation chapter 10, and who is the archangel? Yes. The Lord Jesus himself is the archangel. He stands up. Where is he standing up from? Where he has been sitting for the past 2,000 years, interceding for you and for me in the right hand of the Father, seated in the mercy seat, pleading till the last elect, whose name is written in the book of life, enters. Once the last one enters, salvation is over for the Gentiles. He stands up, Revelation chapter 10, and he raises a book in his hand and he swears by he that liveth forever and ever, that there should be time no longer. Amen. No more mercy. And when he stood up, amen, he cried as a lion roared. That is the second part of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. The Lord will descend with a shout and the voice of the archangel. The archangel in Revelation chapter 10. He cries with a loud voice. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. So, what is the next thing you that you have heard the shout? We are waiting for the seven thunders. Is that clear? He was in seven thunder before.
Sir, with respect, I'm hearing you. But I read some books of the prophet and the teachings of the prophet that moved me to ask that question. This, under the seventh seal and the message of rapture. When he was preaching the seventh seal, he said, the seventh seal was unveiled, was opened according to the Bible. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. Said, and when the seventh seal was opened, Brother Abraham said, nothing was written there. There was silence in heaven according to the Bible. But Brother Abraham said, I have a revelation of what it's all about. Then he told the congregation that if you count me a fanatic from now, I don't care, but I am telling you as your prophet who have never, any of my prophecies have failed since I started the ministry. He said that he has a revelation of the first pool of that seven seal. And he referred us back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. That's why I asked that question. He said that the first move of the seven seal is shout. And he called it shout message under the seven seal where nothing was written.
I want you to read that because what you read, I also read it.
Okay.
And I want you to understand that he spoke about the pool.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And when William Braha is preaching, if you are his follower, you must catch where he's coming from and where he is going. The Holy Ghost will never leave us in confusion.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to note something that it's a statement I want to make. And end time as a believers, don't look when you hear me like the Trinitarians. When you say there's nothing like Trinity, they will say, huh? They lock up. Anything when you talk again, they don't follow. End time as a believers, don't look what I want to say. William Braham is not the one that opened the seal.
It's the lamp.
Eh?
The lamp opened the seals, not William Braham.
When was the seal opened?
I can't just quote.
Amen.
Amen.
When did William Braham preach the seals?
Help me, sir. I've forgotten.
1963.
Okay.
February 28th. That was when the message was given to him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's an impression given as if it was William Braham that opened the seals.
I don't believe that.
Thank you. William Braham is not the one that opened the seals. The seals we are opening in the island of Patmos. It was open and John saw it open, but all he saw were symbols that he put down, but it was William Braham that God gave the revelation of those symbols to make us understand what it meant. And the reason was simple, because the seals were history of the church in advance. And the only way you will understand it is for it all to be fulfilled, so that when it is fulfilled, that's why he reserved the revelation till the end time, because seal 1 has been fulfilled. Seal 2 has been fulfilled. Seal 3 has been fulfilled. The fourth horse rider is the one that is on now. Amen. We are under the ministry of the Antichrist ministry, typified by the fourth church and fourth horse rider, which is the pale horse, and it is a spirit of deceit. Praise the Lord. So you have to understand that William Branham preached the seals, and he made it very, very clear and brought us down there. There was silence in heaven, and what is not written, not even William Branham can know what the Bible, what is not written there. He cannot know.
I'm still your boy, sir. God bless you.
Do you agree with me? Eh?
Amen.
He says silent. If any man, including William Branham, come and say, where the angels say, there was silence. He said, during that silent period, it was no longer silent. Something was spoken there, then he will become false. Silence is silence.
How is yoke?
Why it's so important is some people have run off with that and made doctrines and confusing the people. But we are more revelated than that in this assembly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3. Can we open it? That's the first stage of the action we are going into now. Second Peter chapter 3. Please take your seat and let's be very reverent, because this is thus saith the Lord. It is prophecy time. And I want to prophesy. I should fly on. Not everybody like my type of prophecy. But I will prophesy. Amen. I'm reading from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. That ye may be mindful of the words which we have spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Hallelujah. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto what? Fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us what, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up. And he added, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasty unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And he said, nevertheless, we, the bride, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering and our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto us, unto you. Praise God. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. And I'm saying tonight, in this little exhortation, that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Hallelujah. Judgment is coming. This whole world that you are seeing today is under a judgment. by God himself. This whole world you are seeing, church, I am not the one saying it. It's the Bible that is saying. It is thus said the Lord. Judgment is coming. And the whole earth will face that judgment. It is in preparation for that judgment that this program is organized once like this every year. A songwriter says, judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving justly his coat. Hide in the sin cleansing blood, and I will pass. I will pass over you, over you. When I, as thus said the Lord,
see the blood.
When I,
When I see the blood,
I will pass over you. There are three judgments ahead of us, church. The first one is the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. That judgment is the judgment everyone. It is a judgment not unto condemnation. It is a judgment unto reward. When the rapture will strike, church, and we shall go, every one of us that we go in the rapture, we shall stand before Christ. Amen. And Christ, we ask you, the talents that I gave you and I told you to occupy till I come, as we see in Luke chapter 19. Did you occupy one by one? Let me know how you traded with that talent. And I've taught you here several times, the talent there, as we see in Matthew 25, those talents there is the gifts that we receive. Every born again Christian, once you are born again, there is a gift that God gives you. No member of the body of Christ is redundant. Every one of you that have received the Holy Ghost, there is a gift. Some have one, some have four, five, some 10. The Bible says so. And he has given it to you, and he said, occupy till I come. The works that I do, ye shall do also. I am going to prepare a place for you, but while I am away, continue the work. And he gave you the gift. That is why some people ask me, he said, Pastor, I don't know. They keep telling me, I am called. I don't know my ministry. Know it now. Your gift determines your ministry. It is the gift you have that determines your ministry. That is, your ministry is what you have to contribute to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody cannot be pastor. Some have that gift. Some don't have it. Praise the Lord. They have their own. Everyone has his own gift. That is the judgment seat of Christ. And many will go there. Why? They will stand before Christ and truly they will have nothing to show for what they did with the gift. Christ had the Holy Ghost for a purpose. God was in him doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. And the Bible also tells us that we are given a ministry. And that ministry is what? The ministry of what? Reconciliation. The same ministry of Jesus Christ. Just by way of, so that we don't try to bring them here. There's space in front here. Bring them, those of them under the rain. If you are not under any shade, carry your seat like this and come front. Come here, let me see your face. You have been hiding behind. Now we'll see your face. Those of you outside, under the rain, carry your chair, come. Everybody in the shade. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please bear with us in case. You see, water they drop for top. We are still working on our roof. We just changed the roof. They never finish working on it. Some water feet drop. If it drop, no fear. Now, blessing from above. Okay, get seated. Can I continue now? But that is not the judgment I'm talking about today. Apart from the judgment seat of Christ, there are two horrible judgments that are waiting for every human being on earth. Those who will not go in the rapture, these two judgments are waiting for them. The first one is the judgment known as the Day of the Lord. And the second one is the one known as the White Throne Judgment. And the Day of the Lord is coming just before the millennial reign of Christ will start. That is when the culmination of it will be, Satan will be bound and thrown in a bottomless pit to remain there for 1,000 years. And before then, according to the scripture, praise the Lord, there will be a shaking of this earth. The earth, the heavens, and being burnt up. It is the Day of the Lord that Peter was referring to. It's the Day of the Lord that Peter was referring to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amos chapter 3 and verse 7 says something. He says, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets. See, science has warning devices. For hurricanes, they have warning devices. They will see a hurricane, horrible hurricane, coming to destroy an area, and they will see it sometimes 1 month before it comes to pass. And they will warn the people. Tsunamis and warning devices. They have the equipment that can warn some people at least some minutes before it finally strikes, so that they can run for safety. God too has his warning devices. And he uses his prophets. He uses his servants. He uses the preachers. And he has always done it. In Genesis 19, God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He revealed it to somebody. He revealed it to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 7, God was going to destroy the whole world with water. Who did he reveal it to? He revealed it to Noah. Noah warned the people. But did they believe him? Praise the Lord. Angel of death was going to pass through the land of Egypt. Who did he reveal it to? Moses. And Moses told his people. Hallelujah. And as many as believed Noah, they were saved. As many as those that believe these angels that went to Sodom, Lot, hallelujah, and his family, they escaped that fire. The same thing also, church. Hallelujah. Those who had the warning from Moses and killed that lamb and applied it in the door, the lintels of doorpost, those who apply the blood, they escaped. Church, there was another destruction that was coming on Jerusalem. In Matthew 24, and Jesus Christ warned his disciples. He told them, he said, when you see the abomination that maketh desolate, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. He said, let him who readeth understand. He said, when you see that take place, he said, if you are outside the city, don't come back. If you're on top of a roof, don't come down. He said, pray that your flight be not in winter. He said, woe to she that giveth suck to a child. He said, because what will happen until that time has never happened since the war began. The trouble that we go through, and you know exactly what he warned, came to pass in AD 70. That scripture has fulfilled in AD 70. But only those who had the message of the prophet Jesus, his disciples, they were the only ones that escaped. Because when they saw those Roman soldiers come and circle them, they remember what the prophet said. They took off. But the rest, they were relaxed in their beer palaces, and destruction was outside there, waiting for them. Church, the same setting is on now again. The same setting is on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peter said, spoke about the day of the Lord. And several scriptures, if you have Bible, because of time, we can't read all the scriptures. Write these scriptures down. This is what the Bible, the way all the prophets, different prophets, saw this day of the Lord. The day of the Lord, this day of the Lord is the one that is ahead coming now, and it will take place 7 years after the rapture, according to the divine timetable. We have studied it. Hallelujah. When the rapture strikes, praise God, then the gospel will go to Israel. When the gospel will go to Israel through those two ministers in Revelation chapter 11. Those two ministers, Moses and Elijah, anointing on two men, will prophesy. By that time, the Antichrist is seated in the temple, desiring to be worshipped. And he will be telling the whole Israelites that that man there, oh, is Antichrist, is devil. And yet the whole world will be calling that man the man of peace. Okay, don't want to waste too much time there. But listen, church. We know that the message of those two prophets produced the 144,000. Hallelujah. The 144,000 that go out with the everlasting gospel and go echo the message of those two prophets, telling all the Jews wherever they are, see that devil that is sitting down there is a devil. The Bible says he, that man of sin or man of peace, enters a covenant that is supposed to last for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he cuts off the, breaks the covenant, and then he shows who he is. He will bear that for 3.5 years. Then he will say, he don't do. He will grab those two prophets and kill them. The Bible says that becomes the time of Jacob's trouble. Then that which you hear every denominational preacher, they say the great tribulation is coming. The great tribulation is coming. That tribulation essentially is for the Jews. God has finished with the Gentiles. Why it is for the Jews is because those from the Gentiles, they have gone already in the rapture. God has finished dealing. No more salvation from the Gentiles. He is now going back to Israel for their own revival. Remember that Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 11 and verse 25, he said that blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. When the last one comes in, then he goes back to his own. Praise the Lord. Remember, Daniel 70 week, after the 69th week, he suspended it and came to us. He still has 1 week, 7 years left. Those 7 years, half of it, hallelujah, is the period given to those two prophets. And the last half, 3.5 years, is tribulation. That is when you will kill them, kill serious tribulation. If you don't have the mark of the beast, the 666 mark, you will neither buy nor sell. A mark on your forehead, on your hand, right hand. That is what the Bible says. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And watch what happened. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 29. If you are there, Matthew 24, verse 29. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. You see? Which tribulation is he talking about? That is the tribulation of the last 3.5 years. He said, that means immediately after that 3.5 years. Immediately. He didn't say after. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the day of the Lord begins. How? He said, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That coming is the judgment of nations that we see in Matthew chapter 25. When he will come, the way it is put there, he will separate the goats from the sheep. That is the great tribulation. That is the sixth seal. Let's go to Revelation chapter 6. That is what John saw. What the Lord Jesus Christ spoke. That is exactly what John saw. And this is what he said. From verse 12. That is the sixth seal. It is a judgment seal. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black. Is that not what the Lord Jesus Christ said? Black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth. Even as a fig tree casted her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand it? See why you must go in the rapture. This is how Isaiah put it in Isaiah chapter 34. Read it from verse 1 up to verse 10. And Isaiah also chapter 61 and verse 2. They are referring to the same event. He called that day the day of vengeance. The day of vengeance. Why did he call it the day of vengeance? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why it is called the day of the Lord. Now, Unbelievers are making caricature of him. This man that came and offered himself and suffered all the sufferings that he had in the hands of wicked men for doing nothing, they gave him the most humiliating judgment. A disgraceful judgment. Whipping somebody that did nothing. Nailed him on the cross and they were making caricature of him. Yes, he allowed it to fulfill a purpose. And even now, people are making caricature of him. A lot of people see him. All they see in Jesus Christ is like Judas. What they can use his name to achieve on earth here. It's going on. And he's looking at them. Then you understand. It looks as if the wicked, they are prospering. A pastor will stand and say, he's a pastor. Pastor! Preaching the gospel of righteousness. He's standing there preaching a God that is holy, a God of judgment, a God that should be feared. He stands there and says that he, God, he is the servant of that God. And in that church, he's having girlfriends, he's sleeping with them. And nothing is happening, and the anointing is increasing. And Christians, those who claim to be Christians, go to church like holy people in the church and go out and live like devils and making the name of the Lord to be blasphemed, because people will say, and she says she's a Christian. And you do everything and God is looking at you like that. You see? Amen. He's allowing you because there is a day, his own day is coming. That's why Isaiah called it the day of vengeance. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 2. He called that day the day of the Lord's anger. That's why. You know why? You know, I have taught in depth this, the day of the Lord. We took a teaching on it. It's a very long teaching, more than 2 hours of teaching. It's in the Bible. Church, listen. You notice that day they call the day of the Lord. You know, it's a period. Hallelujah. It's a period that lasts for about 75 days. There's a calculation. It's there in the Bible. But it starts when he will start. When he will start, according to the scripture, the whole earth will go black. The sun will not shine. The moon will not shine. All the stars everywhere. And I am sure it will make sure that NEPA already said NEPA know they work for Nigeria. So for Nigeria, no problem. For other places, I am sure anything that gives light, God will lock it up. And see, it will last for 30 days. That darkness will last for 30 days. The calculation is in the Bible. Get my message. We did the calculation. It will last for 30 days. So imagine how for 30 days confusion. What is happening? What is happening? Then suddenly the sky will open and they will see that Jesus that they have been making caricature of. Coming with the saints, he'll be coming together with me. I don't know who else. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is he coming for? Taking over the earth. Jesus taking over the earth. Oh, taking over the earth. Jesus is taking. He is coming to take over the earth with those that way, because that is when he is coming. Hallelujah. That he is coming to take over this earth, to rule this earth for 1,000 years. He starts by letting them know who he is. That's why when they see him coming, hey, we are finished. They will run to the mountain. Fall on us, the rock, fall on us. The mountain will reject them. It sounds so funny now, because that is how man is. The serious thing we are talking about. As if we are talking history. We are not talking history. We are talking something that is coming before us. You will see it with your eyes. Hallelujah. There are people that sing this song for different reasons. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Some of them, I have decided to follow Jesus because he gave me husband. This Jesus is good. He gave me business. As I pay my tithe, door they open. I have decided to follow Jesus. Me too. And they sing. I have decided to follow Jesus because I see danger coming to the earth. The only way I will escape is to follow Jesus. No turning back. Because Lot's wife had the same opportunity. Everybody had. But she looked back. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You know, this should be the type of sermons, message that preachers should be preaching now. Now. You see? And because they don't preach it, they make it look as if this Bible, there is only the grace side. They don't know about the judgment side. But you can't wipe it away. It is thus said the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is the day of the Lord's anger. In Isaiah 26, from verse 21 again, this is how he put that day. He said, it is the day to punish the inhabitants of the earth for her iniquities. Church, it is not yet hellfire. This is just the judgment that is coming ahead for the millennium. Hellfire comes after the millennium. Okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the revelation that Amos had in Amos chapter 5. Reading from verse 18 to 20. He said, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. How do you desire the day of the Lord? By the lifestyle you are choosing to live. Despite this Bible you hold, all the sermons you are hearing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 14 verse 1, he shouted, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. That day, the day of the Lord cometh. The prophets, they had it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 25. If you read it from verse 32 to 38, he shouted and said, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation. He's talking about the effect of the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 10 to 22. Read it. The cross there is that he's talking, he said, the rod of the Lord shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty. And it is the proud that have rejected Christ. The unbelievers of the world that are blinded by the God of this evil age. Hallelujah. Zephaniah also saw it. Chapter 1, verse 2. Read it up to verse 18. He speaks, he says, it's the great day of the Lord. It's the great day of the Lord. Joel chapter 1 verse 14 to 20. The same thing also Joel chapter 2 from verse 1 up to verse 11. He ended up by saying, alas, for the great day of the Lord is at hand. Who can abide it? Who can abide it? Who can abide it? The grace of God is so mighty. It's so mighty. The grace of God is so much to his children on earth. Particularly to me, Moses Alu. In Malachi chapter 4, he reserved a ministry there. Verse 5 and verse 6. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest he come and smite the earth with a curse. It is the scripture for this ministry. We have spoken so much about it. The great day there is the day of salvation. And the dreadful day is the day of the Lord. That judgment that is on the way coming. And he said, before each of these 2 days, he will send Elijah the prophet. And in Matthew chapter 11, he said, that Elijah that is to come before the great day is John the Baptist. But there is the dreadful day that is coming. Just before that day, he will send Elijah the prophet. And Elijah has come already. And that Elijah, hallelujah, is the man William Mario Braham, to turn the heart of the apostolic children back to the faith of our apostolic fathers, back to Bible Christianity, preparing us. And that is a shout, come back to the Bible, come out of error and come back, come out of Antichrist system, come and make your calling and election sure, come back to the Bible Christianity. Come back to original Holy Ghost. Come back original power of the Holy Ghost. Churches that are pastors that hold Bible one side and hold talisman one side for the purpose of anointing to achieve whatever is their purpose for the ministry. Get out of that thing. Come back to the original power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the original power of the Holy Ghost, it's not, you cannot gather like this and it will be on only one man. As you gather like this now, it is, where is the Geo? Geo never come. I wonder when Geo come. You come now. You're waiting for Geo. Then somebody who has specialized in welcoming the Geo, he will start with the microphone. When the signal says Geo, they come now. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, let us rise up as the great man of God. The one that's been ordained in this generation. The only one that God has brought to Africa. Put your hands together for our daddy and mommy. Here are they coming. Here are they coming. Then he comes with a big cross. With a big agbada. The great man of God. William Bryan shouted, come out of that type of Christianity. The greatest gathering of idolaters is in the church. Idolatry. Worship of men is in the church. There are people that will kill you if you say anything against their pastor. They'll kill you. My pastor. There are people that hang their pastor's picture. They know more about their pastor than Jesus. How can you know more about the servant than the master? If they are servants. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the one that has wonders. Judgment will soon strike. Come out of her, my people, and don't be partaker of her sins. Because it's see the end where they are reaching, where they are going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where is Pastor? Come now. You were with me in the office. Say, Pastor, that came across this end time message, 2005. When did you see this message?
2005.
And he was sharing with me. He wants me to pray for him. He was sharing with me that in Bayelsa there, it's compulsory for all Pentecostal churches to belong to PFN. And so they came to a young pastor like this. So They invited him. He said the Holy Ghost spoke to him. Ah, sister, don't sleep. Hey, sister, this one. Hey, are you? Hey, judgment is coming, you are sleeping. Fire the boy, you don't sleep. You don't sleep. Hey, okay, sleep. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He told me, he said, they invited him to come and join them. He said, the Holy Ghost came to him, spoke in a voice. He said, you don't belong there. Don't join them. He was confessing to me. He said he disobeyed that voice and decided to go. He said, when he left that meeting and came back, the grace he had departed. But their own grace in PFN is increasing. That's the mystery. That's the mystery. That's one thing I want you people to know. Salvation is deep until God causes you to understand. You will just And he has gone everywhere. Travel from Bayelsa to Orioke, to Ekiti, Babalola Mountain. Sir, was it in Babalola Mountain you received the grace?
No, sir.
So what makes you think it's in Babalola Mountain that you will receive it back? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said he has been asking God, forgive. Father, forgive me. He said, lie, God, no grief answer him. But now God will answer you.
Amen.
I said God will answer you.
Amen.
Because I am going to anoint you here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And that grace will come back.
Amen.
But go and sin no more. It is sin for the bride of Jesus Christ. How can an eagle go and join with chickens? Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. I said, I'll be with you later. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He wants us to come out of that place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we shout. We say it loud and clear. If you are not a follower of the ministry of William Marion Branham as he delivered it, you will never make the rapture. Church, listen. William Branham died in 1965. I came across him in 1989. His message. He's in America. I'm in Nigeria. So it's not a man I am following. It's a message. There's something that man spoke that struck my soul. I said, this man is saying the truth. If I follow this man, I will go to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The wicked will do more wickedly, but the wise will do what? The wise will do what? The wise will do what? And I told you in Matthew chapter 2, hallelujah, the Bible says, wise men from the east, who are those that knew? Igbo people. Wise men from the east. Wise men from the east. From the east. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There was one pastor that came here one day. He said, the evidence he got to know that this church is a true church is that he noticed that this place, now how some man they pastor them, but the Igbo people fool here. So he said that if you see an Igbo man go somewhere, then he come back second time, it means there is something there. He said you can never deceive an Igbo man two times. Hallelujah. And a press man asked me in a press interview, how come you, a Hausa man in Lagos for that matter, you are pastoring a church, all of them are Igbo people. What is the secret behind it? I said, there's nothing more than the fact about the nature of an average Igbo man. When an Igbo man notices that there is money in spare parts business, he will not disclose it to anybody. He will go to his brother in the village. Now come, okay, make money. Hallelujah. But that's the truth. When an Igbo man discovers any good thing anywhere, all his neighbors there, if no be Igbo, then be, he's ready to travel to his village and say, nah, come, make a carry you go one place. That's the truth. That's why they don't fool here pass. They have seen a place where they can be told the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They have come to a place where somebody can look at them and not pamper them because they have money. They have come to a place that somebody can tell them the truth. Wise men from the east, they saw a star. What makes them wise? Because they are in the business of studying what? Stars. Why are they busy studying stars? Because every star in the sky, they are, every movement of the sky has something to do with an activity on earth. Therefore, whenever anything happens on earth, does it take the astrologers by surprise? No. It can take medical doctors by surprise. It can take philosophers by surprise. It can take lawyers by surprise. But the astrologers, they will have known years before it happens. Why? There was a star responsible for that thing that had told them well in advance before it happened. That's why they are called wise men. Revelation chapter 1 verse 16 describes Jesus Christ with seven stars in his right hand. Verse 20 tells us that those seven stars are his messengers, his angels to the seven churches. Seven church ages. Each age had a star messenger that shined the light for that age, for the bride to follow him. And only the wise will recognize the peculiarity of that star and follow it. Praise God. Wise men from the east, they saw a star and they knew each time this type of star appears, what happened? A king is born on earth, and not an ordinary type of king. It's like a king that will rule the whole world. That star, they know it. And suddenly, the star began to move. They abandoned all other stars and began to follow this star to see which king is this. Amen. They entered Jerusalem. It was going towards Israel. So they say, it must be an Israeli star. Since it's so, let them go to the king. He should know about it. Amen. They entered Jerusalem. They entered Jerusalem. The Bible said the star disappeared. Church, you will never know anything about the star in your denomination. Some people are going to ask about the ministry of William Branham from their geo. The denomination, they hate that man. His message is the one that has exposed them and exposed all their follies. of mountain of fire. After she came here and her eyes of understanding were open, she decided to go to him. How come? Have you heard of William Branham? He said, you know, I am a doctor. I have studied everything. I know everything about him. I hope you are not following those their people. Olukoya says so. Oh, and they called him. And because some idolaters who idolize him may kill me. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Olukoya. He told a sister that William Branham died a drunkard. And the sister's husband, who is not even a believer at all, Christian, when they go drink in beer, they go do it. When she said, he said, Abba, how can Olukoya with all the thing he knows about Christianity say so? When even he, when they go to church, he has seen in the internet that it was a drunken driver that hit the vehicle of William Branham in that accident and he died. He said, how can Olukoya say he didn't know that? Even him, when they go be a palo, he know him. And the star disappeared. But as soon as they came out of Jerusalem, out of the denomination, the star appeared again. And they followed that star to a manger. And where they were expecting to see a king to be born, where animals are kept. He was not born in a palace. He was not born in a 5-star hotel. He was not born in a big mansion where animals are kept. How will you imagine that? You are looking for God and you are looking for some mighty, mighty, mighty names, mighty, mighty ministries. You are looking for God. Where God is in a backyard somewhere. You don't know it. You don't know it. You don't know it. Praise the Lord. Uncompleted building. A shed somewhere. No air condition in their church. Praise the Lord. Yet he is there. He is there. Church, he is there. You are looking for God. He is here. He is here. He is here. We can boast of it. How do I know God is here? Blessed be the name of the Lord. How do I know that God is here? Because his word is here. His word is here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same thing, brethren. How will you identify that star? You have to be wise. Every Christian, I have told you, it's not every gathering with signboard, church incorporated, that is the church of Jesus Christ. It's not every pastor, every preacher that is from God. Some preachers are from devil, from Satan. By their fruits, you will know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, the wise ones, and I told you, I said, church, listen, every true child of God, there is a gift every one of us have. The gift of the word of knowledge. Either dream, audible voice, vision, or an inspiration. And if you don't even operate any of these, there is what we call premonition. There is a feeling you have of unease if you are in the wrong place. If you go to any church, before you sit down there and say, see my pastor, go and pray, Lord, reveal this ministry to me. He doesn't waste time. He will answer you. When you go to some churches, before you close two eyes, when they are praying, make sure you have confirmed. If not, close one eye and leave the other eye open to see what is going on. Because everywhere is the church of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Do you know that no pastor can take me to court and succeed? Do you know why? Do you know why? Everything I say, I have scripture for it. I have scripture for it. I have scripture against mommy and daddy church. I have scripture for it. I have scripture for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have scripture for holiness without which no man will see God. I have scripture for it. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The wise ones in this age see all the stars. Every preacher, a star gives out some form of light. Every preacher is giving out a light. Therefore, every preacher is a star. Adeboye is a star. Oyedepo is a star in Nigeria. Kumuyi is a star. Mwaka is a star. There are local stars and international stars. Kenneth Hagin is a star. Benihin is a star. Renabonki is a star. Amen. And the wise ones are studying these stars. We are studying these stars. We saw Ororobot. We saw T.L. Osborne. We saw all of them. And we saw all of them. All of them are saying one common thing. Bound by the doctrine of Trinity. Bound by the doctrine that permits them to have headquarters and branches. Bound together with the gospel of prophecy. Earthbound gospel. All of them ordaining their wives and their children to take over. All of them have one thing in common. And suddenly we saw a star that was different from them. William Marion Branham. He's the one that suddenly we came across. His own light was different. He's the one that told us and showed us according to the scripture. He showed us that the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church is the Antichrist that we are expecting. He's coming from there. We say, hey, William Branham, how? All the other stars, they dance around that man as a most holy man. If he comes to Nigeria, all of them will go and welcome him. We say, William Branham, how? He showed us Antichrist in the Bible and how it point everything pointed to him. He's the one that came and told us, you don't have to go to Bible school before God can use you. Hallelujah. He's the one that said there's nothing like Bible school for ministry. He was an American. Hallelujah. Some of them say it doesn't matter, you can come anyhow. He told the Americans and the whole bride worldwide. He said, thus said the Lord, a woman, Christian woman, should not wear a trouser, should not wear earring. And he showed us in the Bible. What all those things mean? He said, ha, that there is nothing like three persons in one God, that the doctrine of Trinity, the headquarters, and where it was manufactured from, is the Roman Catholic Church. He said it has nothing to do with that. And he told us what the Godhead is. And he told us, 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. He told us who Jesus Christ was. He was the one that showed us the scripture that forbid a woman pastor. Can't you see he's sounding different? And with all the gifts that man had, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did not have a headquarters anywhere with branches anywhere. He said there's nothing like that in the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He never lowered the gospel for any reason. We saw that man and we found, he said, this one is sounding different from the rest. And we decided to follow him. And we saw that is the only ministry that brought us back to the Bible. Back to the Word. Back to this Bible. And we trace and discover that God from the beginning had ordained that ministry in Malachi chapter 4. Had ordained that anointing that we come on a Gentile. And we saw it fulfilled in that man. And among the things he pointed out, a scream that there is no more time. It's the one that screamed that very soon from now, Christ will come. He's the one that shouted that instead of you to go get eternal life, you are going to get anointing. He said, come back to the original. Come back to the original. He's the one that said speaking in tongues is not evidence of the Holy Ghost. And he showed us in the Bible. He said demons too speak in tongues. So it's not an evidence. He's the one that let us know that the evidence of the Holy Ghost, number one, is transformation. Life transformed from a sinner to a saint. And secondly, it will lead you to all truth. Bible. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is that message that has produced this ministry. It is that message we preach here. We have no other message to preach. Church, judgment is coming. The message we are preaching is in Zechariah chapter 14, the evening light gospel. You are wondering, why is this man preaching like this? Why does he look so nonsense like this? Why? Because, thank you brother, it is the evening light. It is evening market. It is evening market. Oh, it is evening market. Evening market, you know, the worst time. It is called the latter rain. He said, at evening time there shall be light. The evening time is the going down of the sun. This is how he put it in Matthew 24. Let's open it. Matthew 24. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is how he put it in Matthew 24. Verse 25. Let me read from verse 24. From verse 24, it says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. He said, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go no forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Verse 27 is my emphasis. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Listen. Hallelujah. He said this is how the coming of Jesus Christ will be. He said it's as the light moves from the east and sets in the west. He said that is how it will come. What is he saying? The light of the gospel started from the east, from Jerusalem. It moved from Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And has been moving to Germany, to England, from England down to America, America is in the West. Notice all the seven church age messengers, from Apostle Paul in the East to the seventh one in America. And in the West, America is in the West. That is where the last light will shine. And when the sun sets in the West, where next is it supposed to appear? In the East. The gospel that came to the Gentiles will end in the West, and will Abraham hold the last evening light? In the West. That's why he said, where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. They will know where the word for the day is now, and they will move. Where the boss will move, they will move. When the light shines, they will move. And now we have moved to this end time message. That is where the gaka is. And that is where the eagles are gathering now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is where the gospel is now. That is where the carcass is. That is where the kill is. We are the only ones. He's giving us that proper understanding of this scripture that pertain to redemption, to homegoing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is a no-nonsense gospel, because it is evening light. It is, see, there is latter rain and former rain. Former rain is the planting rain that started in the Acts of Apostles. They were planting and everywhere, for God so loved the world, for God so loved the world. It's okay. They can beg you to come to church. If you don't come to church, there will be a visitation team to go and convince you to come to church. They will be visiting you. You know, baby, come to church now. Come to church. Then you're going to shine. And I sick yesterday, and nobody can't see me. Which kind of church you know, be safe. Then you can go, oh, forgive us. Oh, forgive us. Oh, Anantie, come. God love you. Then you go hold cigar. Then you can tell it, don't worry, cigar. If you keep coming, as you keep coming, cigar will fall off. Just keep coming now. You can drink your beer. Don't worry. We know that if you come, keep coming. Just pay your tithe and offering. Keep coming. After some time, cigar will fall off. So open the door. Let everybody come in. Come in. Come in. Just come in. But at evening time, I have told you people this, to those hearing me for the first time. If you go market in the morning, the way you price something, you sit down coolly. Eh? You don't even follow a woman go market. You don't follow your wife go market before. Hey, you go sweat, so you escort and go there. Ah. Now slippers one by you. Slippers, bathroom slippers. When you go enter bathroom, come out. You go carry slippers. You don't want this one. Then go for another one. Slippers. You know, get the one will be yellow, green, red together. Huh? I don't like this one. Now slippers, so then you go say, honey, what would you go now? I say, ah, may I get the one where I like. The reason is because there's still time. It's just 9 o'clock in the morning. Market just open. So anyway you get now, you say, how much? 200 naira. 200 is too much. Okay, 150. The man will say, ah, you know, if we reach my cost price, but the money market now, you bring money. The girl go look again. 150, no, 100 naira. You say, ah, I say, ah, yes, now you know I could go another place. He say, ah, no, besides they make any gain, just bring it. 100 naira. Make I give you 50. Because there is time. You come to that same man. Gate is closing 6 o'clock and it is 5:30. When you come and meet him, that market style will change. He will tell you the last price. If you like, buy. If you don't like, leave my hand. It's home going time. You know, she said in the lock again, you don't waste my time. That is the end time message. That's why we preach it like that. Repent or perish. That's what we know to tell you. If you like, come church. If you like, no come. We not visit you, not make you not come, Abby. Sit down there. Wait till I come visit you before you come to church. Because if you go heaven, now for me you go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Matthew 16, he told them, you can predict the weather. When the light is red in the evening, you say, it will have a fine weather. You wake up in the morning, you see the sun red, you say, Bilal say, rain go fall. He said, but you cannot discern the sign of the times. This world is coming to an end, and all manner of signs are going on. Earthquakes everywhere like has never been known before since this war began. A whole country, Australia, a whole country, battle for months, fire from the bush, burn, so they enter town, they burn houses, and they don't know it is a sign that America, Australia, fire goes soon, burn una. It's a sign. All of a sudden, one hurricane, we come, chase them. And they don't know, it's a foretaste of some horrible thing that will soon come. They woke up one day, I have heard the greatest pride of Japan are those skyscrapers they have. Oh, they are full of technology. One day, under 5 minutes, all their skyscrapers. All of a sudden, the nuclear power station. Hey, human being, carry your own hand. Make things that will destroy you. The things that will destroy us, they are here on earth with us. That's the truth. All the things that make them not to remember God began to perish. One by one. And they don't know. It is a sign from above. In the days of Noah, God gave them a sign. Enoch's son by the name of Methuselah. Enoch was a prophet. And he named his son prophetically Methuselah. The meaning of Methuselah is, when I am gone, judgment will strike. That's the meaning. And he lived for how many years? Over 900 years. See how God's mercy lingered. But those who knew the meaning of his name concerning the end, who were they watching? They were watching Methuselah. Every day they wake up, he don't die, and he's still there alive. Okay, judgment still remain. He became a signpost. And as soon as Methuselah died, God went to Noah and said, oh yeah, time don't come. Enter the ark. And judgment struck the whole earth. A sign everywhere. Warning sign that should make people begin to think about what is this life all about. That's why in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, he says, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those sayings which are written therein, for the time is short. The time is short. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The time is short. Church, this hell we talk about is real. After this day of the Lord, some people will escape. The Bible tells us that when God will finish that period, he said, few men will remain alive. He said, human beings will be scarce on earth. The Bible says so. Those ones, they are left to repopulate the earth in the next 1,000 years. He said, few men. Few. He said, men will be as scarce as gold. That is, you go to work like this. After about a month, you go jam one human being somewhere and say, ah, Hananti. No, you don't go. Who again? Who go remain here at that time? You go remain. You go there here at that time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you see a human being, you'll be so happy that you saw that human being. And there is a lot of controversy until an end-time message preacher decided to preach to tell people, you know, arrogating to himself an office of John, and said that hell, the position of hell, he said hellfire. He said it is in one of the planets. But that's contrary to the Bible. The Bible tells us that hell is under, beneath. Hallelujah. Let me give you some scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 22 speaks about the lowest hell. Job 11 verse 8 speaks about deeper hell. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 18. Study it on your own. There's no time to read. I have just 10 minutes more. Proverbs 9 verse 18 speaks about the depths of hell. And Isaiah 14 verse 9 speaks about hell from beneath. And speaking about the devil, Ezekiel chapter 31 verse 16 speaks about casting him down to hell. Where did he cast him to? Cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. Amos chapter 9 verse 2, it said they dig into hell. They dig into hell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. It says, angels that sinned, we are cast down to hell. Hell is down. Hell is down. Hell fire. It's a place of torment. Anyone that does not go in the rapture and you die, your next appearance is in the white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20, where you will stand to see and hear the reason why you will enter fire. Nobody is in fire now, but there are people that are in place of torment. Souls that have sinned now, unbelievers that die, they're in a place of torment. And God himself will never leave a people without witness. Scientists do not believe there is God, so they don't believe in the Bible, they don't believe in hell, they don't believe in heaven. One time, I saw the picture. They were using their telescopes, and all of a sudden, they saw a constellation of angels in the sky. Some of you saw those pictures in the newspaper. And recently, not long ago, in Russia, archaeologists were digging the ground, and they jammed something that confirmed that they struck where hell is. People who die without Christ. People who die without eternal life. People who die, sinners, unbelievers. You are going to hell. But there is a day now for grace. Why will you allow yourself to go to hell when you are hearing these things that we are all hearing? I heard it like you are hearing. I'm talking to a sinner in our midst. I heard it like you, but I'm wiser than you, because I am thinking of a life beyond this earth. You are thinking of a life just on this earth. Church, it is written, every man shall give account of himself. To who? Before your maker. You are sent to this world through the birth that you came in by God your creator for a purpose. And one day, every human being, you will stand before that God and give account. Did you accept him or you rejected him? Did you serve him or you served the devil? Let me read it. I brought it out from the internet. I read it out some time ago to you. Let me read. He says, a geological group who drilled a hole about 14.4 kilometers deep, down, 14.4 kilometers deep. No wonder where they are throwing Satan, they say it's bottomless pit. This earth is so big until there is a hole that has no bottom. So when you throw Satan inside, he's still floating until before he reach the end of that hole. 1,000 years, he don't reach, he go call him out again. Bottomless pit, 14.4 kilometers deep in the crust of the earth, are saying that they heard human screams. Screams have been heard from the condemned souls from earth's deepest hole. Terrified scientists are afraid they have let loose the evil powers of hell up to the earth's surface. The information we are gathering is so surprising that we are sincerely afraid of what we might find down there, stated Dr. Azakov, the manager of the project in remote Siberia. The second surprise was the high temperature they discovered in the Earth's center. The calculations indicate the given temperature was about 1,100 degrees Celsius or over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Azakov pointed out, this is far more than we expected. It seems almost like an inferno of fire is brutally going on in the center of the Earth. The last discovery was nevertheless the most shocking to our ears. So much so that the scientists are afraid to continue the project. We try to listen to the Earth's movement at certain intervals with super sensitive microphones which were let down through the hole. What we heard turned those logically thinking scientists into a trembling ruins. It was a something, sometimes weak, but high-pitched sound, which we thought to be coming from our own equipment, explained Dr. Azakov. But after some adjustments, we comprehended that indeed the sound came from the Earth's interior. We could hardly believe our own ears. We heard a human voice screaming in pain. Even though one voice was discernible, we could hear thousands, perhaps millions in the background of suffering souls screaming. After this ghastly discovery, about half of the scientists quit because of fear. Hopefully, that which is down there will stay there, Dr. Azakov added. What really unnerved the Soviets, apart from the voice recording, was the appearance that same night of a fountainhead of luminous gas shooting up from the drill side. And out of the mist was this incandescent cloud pillar, a brilliant being with bat wings, revealing itself with the words, "In Russia, I have conquered," emblazoned against the dark Siberian sky. The incident was absolutely unreal. The Soviets cried out in terror, says Dr. Numedal. Later that night, because of fear, he saw ambulance crews circulating in the community. A driver he knew told him that they had been told to sedate everybody with a medication known to erase short-term memory. The Soviets used this drug in the treatment of shock victims. He said, as a communist, I don't believe in heaven or the Bible. But as a scientist, I now believe in hell. That is a witness for the scientists who said there is no God. Hell is real. Hell is real. I don't know whether the noise around will allow us to hear part of that, because it was recorded. Can we hear it? Can we hear it? It is for somebody here. It is a witness for somebody. I don't need that sound for me to believe. I already believe. And I am doing everything to make sure I don't go to hell. But this is for somebody here who has been doubting that there is hell. Fire will burn some people on earth here one day. Some people, you will die and go to a place of torment. If you listen to this sound carefully, you will hear human voices screaming. And it's not anything fake. It is real. Can we hear it? Listen carefully. I don't want any movement. It's time to listen. Don't move around. Stand still everywhere. Can we hear it? Can we hear it? Put it and give us volume because of the noise. Don't know if this noise will save us. They cannot get it. Sheila cannot get it. The sound from the rain is distorting. Maybe we'll play it again if the rain subsides. I have listened to that. I have heard a human scream. If you listen very closely, I have taken time to listen to that. I've seen every reason to take my eternal destination seriously. Let's hear one song from the musicians. See. Let's listen to them.
Oh,
a question for somebody here. Can we stand up, church? Can we stand up, church? What will you give in exchange for your soul? If you die today, what will you tell your maker? I have delivered the message. I have told you what the Lord said I should tell you. I have done my own part. Everybody seeking a refuge for your soul, where will you go? Hymn 170. Watch the screen and let all of us sing it. Let's go.
Where could I go?
hear the brothers. That's the prayer of a Christian.
That brings a rain that you must run. That brings a victory.
Say it. Suddenly, suddenly. Let me hear the brothers now. See me through. That's the prayer of a Christian. Yes, sir.
There is a way that you must run. There is a victory. You're giving your power, Lord. Oh,
power. Everybody now. Oh, see me through.
See me through.
Oh, Jesus, see me through.
Oh, see me through.
See me through.
Oh, see me through.
This is my endless life. hand on your chest. This rain that is falling is a prophetic rain. Please be in the spirit. Place your hand on your chest. My Father, my God, I have told them there is hell and they don't want to go to hell. Somebody is making that decision, Papa. The power to live a righteous life comes from you, Lord. That's why we've gathered here throughout this week. My Father, my God, search our hearts. Is there any of your children here? Is there anyone here, Papa, that is still living a backsliding lifestyle? They are still joking with their eternal destination. And they have not taken their Christian life seriously. Still fornicating. Still smoking and drinking. My Father, my God, you are the pillar that holds my life. Sing it very loud.
You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Oh, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Oh, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar. Say it, everybody.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus.
Say,
Master Jesus, you are the pillar that
holds. One more time, say very loud, very loud. You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds.
You are the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
Hey,
Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
Do you
walk
again?
Only those we are again.
Only those
we are born again.
Only those
we are
born
again.
Only those
we
are born
again.
Only those
we are born again.
Only those
we are born again.
Your hand on your chest. and close your eyes. Take just this one prayer point. Because the question of eternal life is not in prayer, it's in decision. No matter how long we pray, if you have not decided to go to heaven, no prayer can send you to heaven. It's a decision. Church, it's a decision, man. It's a decision. And I'm telling you, there are people in our midst here, even now, that have made up their mind, they must go to hell. Their own is, they must go to hell. But there are some people, they have made up their mind, they must go to heaven. If those people are here, shout amen. They are the ones that will sing this song with me. Eternal,
eternal life.
Eternal,
eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul.
I didn't say everybody should sing it now. Why is everybody singing? I say only those who want to go to heaven, everybody is singing. Do you know that after the baptism of the Holy Ghost, yesterday, after we came here, and people received the anointing that people received, do you know that some sisters left this atmosphere, went and carried cutlass to go and fight another woman somewhere? From this church, oh, immediately we share the grace in it. They go carry cutlass. We'll show you who we are. After that atmosphere, that sister, those of those who did that thing, if you're here, don't join us to sing, girl. If you left her yesterday and you went to sleep with somebody, whether it be your wife or your husband, don't join us to sing, girl. The rest of us, eternal,
eternal life,
eternal,
eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul.
Oh, eternal,
eternal life.
Eternal,
eternal life.
Say, say it.
I want to live eternal life.
Say, say it. It's our prayer, it's our prayer. One more time. Oh, eternal,
eternal,
oh, eternal,
eternal.
Oh,
I want to live eternal. Oh, God save my
child. Oh, yes, Lord.
I want to live eternal.
With your hand on your chest, I want heaven to hear your voice. If truly you want to go to heaven, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Lord, do everything, Lord, to take me to heaven. I don't want to be in your judgment side. I want to be in your mercy side. I want to go in the rapture. I don't want to go to hell. Do everything and give me the spirit that will cause me to go to heaven. Open your mouth and talk to God, children of God. I'm talking to children of God. Father, that is our decision tonight. Father, honor this decision, oh God. Father, we have decided to follow Jesus to heaven. Father, we have decided to follow Jesus. On the destruction that is coming upon this world. That's the reason, Father.
shed the precious blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus set me
from sin and sorrow,
of sin and sorrow.
The blood of Jesus set me free.
Oh, the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus set me free.
From all the sins and sorrow,
sin and sorrow,
Lord of
Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
save me from all sins and sorrow.
My Father, my God, in Jesus' name we pray. Father, you minister to me. There are some people you call your possession. You say you want to possess your possession. How many are there here, Lord? God, let us watch out. We touch them. How many of them here, Lord? God, let them watch out. Let the ministers watch out. Please bring them out.
Holy Ghost, take over.
Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Take over your church. Holy Ghost, take over. 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 Your possession, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Take over your job. Take over this world. Holy Ghost, take over. 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 Take over this world. Take over your joy, take over your people. Holy Ghost, take over. 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 Holy Ghost, take over.
Your possession,
take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Take over your joy, take over your joy. Holy Ghost, take over. Take over your people. Holy Ghost, take over. 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 Holy Ghost, take over.
My Father, my God, who can battle with the Lord? Contending for your soul with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire! Father, you say you want to take over your possession. Who is that person, Lord? How many more? How many more? How many more? How many more, Lord? How many more?
Papa, how many more? Any spirit here? Spirit of drinking, alcohol, spirit of fornication, spirit of fashion, any marine spirit that is struggling for your soul with the Holy Ghost to go away now that the Holy Ghost will take over. Holy Ghost! Every spirit of stubbornness, give way, let the Holy Ghost take over. Sit down, sit down, sit down your seat. Sit down, be in the spirit. There's something I'm seeing. Sit down, sit down. Sit down reverently on your seat. Sit down reverently, be in the spirit. Father, who is the person? In this program, every elect whose name is in the book of life, and that person has not received the Holy Ghost now, open your heart. He said he wants to possess his possession. How many more? Father, is there any spirit that can wrestle with you? How many more? Their names are written in the book of life. And every spirit is struggling for their soul with you. Father, take over that vessel now, Papa. Do this deliverance by yourself and possess your possession. The spirit that will make you not to worship God as you ought to. Complete it. Father, that's why we have been waiting on you for the past 21 days. You say if it is just one soul that repents, one soul, you say the whole heaven is rejoicing. Who is that soul you have in mind here, Father? Who is that soul? Who is that soul, Father? That heaven will rejoice today because of. Wherever you are, and your name is written the book of life.
He knows you. And you have made a decision, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. He knows you. He knows you. He knows you. He knows and he will come. Open your heart and let him take over his possession. He has paid the price for your soul on the cross of Calvary. You can't go to hell. You're not a child of hell. If you're a child of hell, you won't come to a place like this. My God,
no boast of what they fail. They have only seek their better points. Baptized in Jesus' name, I'm not telling now both far and wide. Yes, I was yet the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I am one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I am a saint. I'm one of them.
I must sing one of them.
Oh, one of them.
I want of them.
Oh, one of them.
I am one of them.
Holy Ghost, complete your love.
I can say,
I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them. One of them.
I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
My Father, my God, give us this harvest of souls. Let everyone that has made a decision for you, Lord, receive that anchor for salvation. Let's not leave this place, Papa, and remain in the same level spiritually.
To bless your heart from sin. And we keep the solar flame. It is boiling away with our.
All glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
Oh, one of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say
I'm one of them.
One of them. I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can see.
Father,
Father, we thank you. The fire is down. Power from above. Any demon that is wrestling over your soul with the Holy Ghost, let it be known in the kingdom of darkness that he, Jesus, has come to possess his possession. How many more, Father? How many more for today? On Thursday, you did it. On Friday, you did it. Who are those for today, Lord? Who are those for today, Father? Who are those for today? You did it for me. And from that day, my life changed. That is my heart desire for everyone here, Father, today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. He will leave you. Nobody will hide. All those he has ordained today are their day. You can't hide. This is bride assembly. If you don't go in time, wherever the children are, you fish them out. No spirit will struggle with the Holy Ghost over your life. Up your right hand and wave it before the Lord, everybody. Wave it before the Lord. Wave it before the Lord. Wave it before the Lord. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it before the Lord. Thank you, Father. Put down your hand. Can we, if you are sure, you are sure that something has happened to you through this program, that you are sure you're on your pathway, you are very, very sure you're on your pathway to heaven. Jump up and say, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sit up. You didn't understand me. I didn't say everybody stand up and shout. I say, if you are sure something has happened to you through this program, for the past 21 days we have been fasting, and you are sure that through this program, throughout this period, something happened to your spirit man that you can beat your chest and say, if Jesus come now, I will go with him. Jump up and shout, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have seen the light.
Sit down. You don't understand me. I didn't say everybody should stand up. I said only those who are sure. Who are sure. Those people, they are the ones that can sing this song with me. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell up and tears, each cleansed and made them flee. In this body now we divide, all glory to his name. I'm so glad I'm out and say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah! How many? How many?
One of them.
Say,
I am one of them.
I am so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
One of them.
How many? How many can I say? Yes, I am so glad.
I'm so glad that I can see your
hand. How many can say I am one of them? How many? Put down your hand. See. If true, every hand waving here, we go in the rapture. If true, every hand waving like this, we go in, let me see. You are sure you will go in the rapture. You are sure. Wave your hand again, let me see. Wait, put down your hand. How will I say this for them to understand? There's no drunkard here. No more fornication. No more lying. No 419. No cocaine. No fake drugs. Nothing again.
No anger.
No 419. No killing anybody. No murder. No stealing. No thief here. No robber. You have decided to go to heaven. Wave your hand again, let me see. Wow! All this, Pastor Thomas. If they are not lying, then our crown is going to be very mighty. Jump up again and shout, thank you, Lord Jesus. Talk to your neighbor and congratulate your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, see you in the rapture. Tell him. See you. Rapture, I will see you in the rapture. I will see you at the meeting in the air. Where we are blessed, Savior, we'll live forever. I will see you. If you are sure, she says she'll follow me. Hallelujah. She says she will follow me. I don't know how many more people will follow me. Come and go with me to my Father's house. To my father's house. Come and go with me. To my Father's house. There is peace. Peace. No more sorrow there. It's in my Father's house. In my Father's house. No more sorrow there. In my Father's house. There is peace. Hallelujah. Now, with only those who are sure to go to heaven. Listen to me very well. Only those, because you are my brother, you are my sister. If you have not decided to serve Jesus, don't do what I want to tell you to do now. But if you have decided to go to heaven, listen. Before we go to heaven, we will enjoy this earth. The Bible tells me the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Because of me, my family will be released tonight. When God wants to bless a family, he doesn't make all of them a millionaire. One person, he will make you a millionaire. He has finished with that family. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When God wants to deliver a whole family, you just pick one person and equip the person. Tonight, carry your dagger, carry that water. Only born again, only those who are born again, only those who want to go heaven. If you don't want to go heaven, stay outside and watch us. Thank you. Get your sachet of pure water. Lift it up. Let me see. Let me be sure you understand what I'm talking about. Water. With the least of the members of your family, hold it together with that sachet of pure water and lift it up. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When the people saw him,
they started wondering. Even till today,
anywhere he went,
my Lord is doing good.
One more time, everybody.
Hallelujah.
He was doing good.
He's God Almighty Healer.
Almighty Healer.
When the people saw him, he started walking.
My Lord was doing good. When I come into your presence, I'm so happy. Everybody,
Jesus,
it's not by power.
power.
It's not by might.
It's not by might.
My might you may read,
says the Lord.
It's not by power.
It's not by
might.
It's not by might.
My might you may read,
says the Lord.
This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed.
Oh,
I must be with.
Yes, sir.
Says the Lord.
Listen.
Lord, send another Elijah
to feel your power now.
Send a fire,
also send a
rain to heal the sick,
raise the dead,
and heal you.
Everybody now!
Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
One more time, everybody!
Lord, send another Elijah.
Bring the power down.
Send a fire.
Send a fire.
Also send a
rain. To heal the sick.
To heal the sick.
Raise our dead
and burning fire.
Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
You want that Elijah anointing? To send a fire to lose your family tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Stand up with your family deliverance offering. It is family deliverance offering. If you cannot bring offering to God now for your family to deliver, don't worry. You will bring money for ministers that will travel to your village. Which one you want? The one you carry ministers to travel to your village. And our ministers in this church, when they go now by air, then they go. Oh, they don't travel by road. Isn't it? Where are they? Isn't it? See now, simple deliverance now. You go bring 10 naira put for offering. Oh yeah, bring, come and collect 10 naira deliverance. Church, listen. Hallelujah. Listen carefully to me. Sorry, if you are coming here for the first time, you don't know this ministry before, this is your first time of coming, can you shout hallelujah where you are? They bless you. Okay, I will greet you later. Amen. Okay, let me introduce myself to you. My name is Moses Anu. Hallelujah. And from my mother's womb, God has ordained me to shepherd the sheep of God. This man standing here is a deliverance minister. If you do what I tell you to do, you will receive your deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when I say you should come here today, that we are going to do family deliverance, I was not telling you to come by venture. I am certain, I am sure that some families here will be set free. And when I speak, He has ordained me to walk in His vineyard, and He called me His boy. He called me His servant, and He called me His son. I and that is truly who I am. Devil wanted to take over my soul, but Jesus said, Nala. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am radical for Jesus. And anytime I see a child of God under the bondage of Satan, there is an anointing that comes upon me, anger. Because anytime I see somebody say he has incurable sickness, that sickness, and the person says he's a Christian, that sickness is trying to say Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary in vain. That's the meaning. That's the meaning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can a demon husband, demon wife, a demon be tormenting a child of God? Today, it will end in the name of Jesus. Tonight, see, it is because of that grace. That is why every Tuesday we are here. Healing and deliverance. Every Tuesday, 8 a.m. And I was telling Ojade in my office, I said, tell the minister, so we know the rest on Tuesday, we are coming here. I said, if you can't come, just rest. Me, I will be here. You are permitted. If you are too tired to come on Tuesday, you have not committed any offense, ministers. But me, I will be here. I told God, before I grow too old, while I am still strong now, use all the strength I have. Use all the strength I have. And I want to give all the strength I have for him to use. Because if the Lord tarries a few years time now, I'm going to carry a stick. Oh, it's true now. It's true. No, but that's a fact. Therefore, while I am still strong now, I say, Lord, use me. Amen. Praise the Lord. On Tuesday, I'm coming here at 8 a.m. to wait for the children of God that will come. Healing and deliverance using this same water ministration. I will come here and bless your water. Close and go and meet my wife at home. This water you are holding now, see, so that you will know that this is God. That's why the deliverance is so simple. So that you will see grace. Families, especially in this part of the world, we are evil, evil. Imagine the testimony we had Friday night of our sister, the snake she killed. The snake she killed. Landlord. Landlord. And the thing vexed me because, Satan is a liar. When they moved to that house, brother Fred, let me go consecrate that house. I went to consecrate that house before they packed in. Then, landlord, one come house where me I consecrate for a child of God to live. Now die, you go die. He don't die now. Tell your neighbor, you will not die cockroach death. Say it again. Say it again. Tell yourself, yourself, yourself. See, you will call your name. If you don't know the name, your own name, just say Moses Alu. You will not die cockroach. Say it, say it. When I say we are coming back on Tuesday, some minister open my this man. They go say they give an injection for soldier. Now lie. When I tell soldier, they don't give us any injection. It's nothing like that. It is nothing but endurance. That's all. A soldier man is taught endurance, to endure. That's all now. I stand here for hours every night. Every service day, hours. God, knowing the kind of ministry he will give me, he allowed me to enter soldier first. Then they train me for endurance. Train me for endurance, number one. Train me for stubbornness, number two. Train me for boldness. Me for battle. We are fighting a battle for your family deliverance tonight. Sister, I said we are fighting a battle for your family deliverance tonight. Look at that water. It is a cage. It symbolizes a cage that your family may have been caged. Your family may have been caged. Now listen. Hallelujah. Sit down, sit down. Sit down first. Listen. Do what I tell you to do, please. I'm very reverent over it. When you come from the back, you bring your family deliverance offering. That's how God ordained it. It's a seed faith offering for whatever you are believing God for. Those who believe it, those who do it, some of you come to me personally for such, you know the testimonies you give. Don't come before the Lord empty-handed. If you are believing Him for anything, He ordained it so. And please, let it be worthy offering. Something, you know, something you know you are challenging God by. From the back there, when you come, they will anoint that sachet of water. Then, they will also anoint your forehead. You are standing in the gap. You are standing in the gap for your family. Those names that you have there, when you go back to your seat, then you begin to pray. Lord, as I will smash this water, any cage, caging any member of my family, let it break today. That thing, you know the problem your family is facing. That's making them not to marry or not to marry better husband. That's making them to die. Die like a bird flu chicken. That thing that is making nobody to progress in the family. That thing that has separated the family. Scatter it, Heavenly Father, as I will scatter this sash of water. Give me this testimony. This is the last day, 21 days journey. It is time to enter our possession. I'm telling you, that's the truth. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Father. Pray, this is pray like you have never prayed before. I remember when consecration period,